All right, George Pickens has spoken. He avoided reporters after the game and at the facility this week. So I think it's a good thing that he's spoken because, man, it doesn't help when you already have teammates who aren't overly thrilled with you. And you're not talking, forcing them to answer for you. You got to stand up and talk. And George did today. So my friend City Limits has broken it into the best of George from today. Why don't you tell me what the topic is, play the clip, and then you and I will riff for a moment on it. I remember riffing with Ron, and it makes me very sad that Ron is no longer here.
But it makes me happy that Ron is okay with the hurricane as well.
He is. Yes, I talked to him last night. He said the only bad part of his night was watching the Penguin game. Go ahead, Limits.
Okay, we got a plethora of clips. Let's start with George Pickens on load management.
George, Mike said you were okay with the load management, not being out there as much. Is that in fact true?
Oh, yeah, that's what he just asked me. It's just part of the game plan.
Part of the game plan. Part of the game. We're going to continue this? We're all going to continue this? That this was about snap management? Okay, let's entertain that for a moment. Let's say this is actually what happened and that the Steelers went into a game against the Dallas Cowboys and decided it was a good idea to not have their best offensive player out there for more than 40% of the snaps. Okay, yeah, I'll buy that. Then it was one of the worst game plans ever concocted this side of Matt Canada, and maybe including Matt Canada. What are we talking about here, Limits? Everybody's buying into this? We're all just gonna accept that this is snap management and load management, even Pickens?
Well, I don't think we're going to accept it, but I feel like there was probably a conversation had between Mike Tomlin, George Pickens, and maybe a couple others in the room that this is going to be the messaging that's delivered to try to control it.
So just to be clear then, and this is actually exciting in a way, that we're all witness to George Pickens being the first number one receiver in the history of football who is being preserved like this through snap management. It's actually very exciting. Next.
So who is in charge of the snap management, you might say?
How do you feel confident about like the way that they're going to be using you? If it is going to be like lesser snaps, that you'll be able to give more effort on it on each time that you're out there?
Like I said, it's just part of, you know, game structure, game plan. And, you know, Art want to do a certain type of play or a certain type of game plan, then it's going to be different.
We're extending this farce to where we're asking about the future? Like, hey, George, now that it's clear that you're in a snap management program, how do you think this will be managed from here on out? Please, everybody stop. Everybody stop doing this. He's not in a snap management program. He got benched. And if he is in a snap management program, fire everybody. He's their best offensive player.
He threw it on Artie Smith. He threw it right back to him.
He did, Artie Smith.
So that's up to Art.
Wait, no, it was Pickens' dad who dumped on Artie Smith too this week, right?
Well, did you hear the end of that clip where he said it's up to Art?
No.
I don't think he was talking about Rooney.
I want to hear that again. Let's hear that.
How do you feel confident about like the way that they're going to be using you? If it is going to be like lesser snaps, that you'll be able to give more effort on it on each time that you're out there?
Like I said, it's just part of, you know, game structure, game plan. And, you know, Art want to do a certain type of play or a certain type of game plan, then it's going to be different.
I didn't hear Art. Did you?
Yeah.
Let me hear the question again. I don't know who that was, but did that guy throw in the effort thing at the end and that was just ignored? I have to hear this whole thing again and analyze it.
How do you feel confident about like the way that they're going to be using you? If it is going to be like lesser snaps, that you'll be able to give more effort on it on each time that you're out there?
And here's the
George,
answer.
George, hold on. Let me translate that. George, if you are going to be in a snap management program from here on out, any chance you'll try? Let's hear his answer.
Like I said, it's just part of, you know, game structure, game plan. And, you know, Art want to do a certain type of play or a certain type of game plan, then it's going to be different.
Yeah. So I another translation. However they want to use me, I guess depends on the opponent, and I won't address the part about you asking me whether I'll try or not. Next.
Here is George Pickens being asked about a lack of splash plays.
George, Mike says he wants more splash. Is it frustrating knowing that you're the guy with the most potential splash out there and your snaps are limited? Is it frustrating?
No, not really. One of these people just asked me the same thing before y'all came over here.
Was there more to the answer?
That was it.
Just not really? That was Will Graves. I guess we call him the bone collector here. Let me hear his question again. These questions are all veiled like in such a way as the umbrella, like if there was a thought bubble above this or some sort of bubble explaining it, it's George, you didn't try the other night. So in light of that, I'm going to ask you this question.
How do you manage frustrations?
No, let me hear the bone collector
all right.
Again.
George, Mike says he wants more splash. Is it frustrating knowing that you're the guy with the most potential splash out there and your snaps are limited? Is it frustrating?
No, not really. One of these people just asked me the same thing before y'all came over here.
Okay, next.
Here is Brooke Pyre's question on George Pickens managing frustration.
How do you manage frustrations just throughout the course of the season? And, you know, maybe if you're not as involved
not well.
As you want to be, how do you kind of mentally stay in the game?
You just keep working.
What?
He said you just keep working.
Oh. You just keep, but he's not working. He's quitting
now,
on routes. That's the opposite of working. Plus, Fittipaldi reported that he comes late to work. So I'm not saying Brooke, but doesn't somebody have to follow up with, there's just one problem there, George. You've been late to work, according to a Post-Gazette story today. Is that true? Go ahead.
Now, here is probably the top two quotes of the day.
Please.
This is George Pickens on questionable penalties.
Earlier this season, you know, you've had some questionable penalties called on you. You've had some plays just kind of not go your way. Do you feel like you've gotten better at handling that kind of stuff and, you know, just dealing with the ebbs and flows of a game?
Nah, I wouldn't really say that. That's all on the refs. So that should show you where the refs are this season.
I actually like that answer. Yeah, me grabbing that guy by the face mask after the game was over the other day and throwing him to the ground, that's the ref's fault. That's gold. Can we hear that again? That's the Batconian, that's the Brian Batko asking that question.
Earlier this season, you know, you've had some questionable penalties called on you. You've had some plays just kind of not go your way. Do you feel like you've gotten better at handling that kind of stuff and, you know, just dealing with the ebbs and flows of a game?
Nah, I wouldn't really say that. That's all on the refs. So that should show you where the refs are this season.
I almost admire just the flagrant lack of accountability. It's actually admirable, but keep going. What's the next best one?
The next one is George Pickens not being aware of the NFL uniform policy in terms of the eye black.
George, were you aware of the rule about messaging on the eye black?
Never seen it before. Have you seen it before?
I mean, Cam got fined like some years ago for putting his dad's name on it.
Years ago?
Yeah.
When I wasn't in the league, so nah.
Well, you know what else we've never seen before? Somebody show up for a game with, what was it? Blanking always open, always blanking open, open blanking always.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes. And the
open F word always. We've never seen that either. So I guess it was sort of a clash of things we've never seen before.
Here was Pickens once again.
Hold on.
Okay.
These are so great that I want to analyze them a little bit more. Can I hear that one again?
Yes.
George, were you aware of the rule about messaging on the eye black?
Never seen it before. Have you seen it before?
I mean, Cam got fined like some years ago for putting his dad's name on it.
Years ago?
Yeah.
When I wasn't in the league, so nah.
So if somebody asked him before the game, George, do you think that's a good idea to have the F word painted on your face? And do you think the league will come down on you for it? He would have said, I think it is a good idea. Yes. Thank you for asking. And no, why would the league care about me having the F word on my face on a nationally televised game? Is that what he would have said?
Yeah, kind of seems like it.
Next.
So this is back to Pickens on the eye black and hearing from the league because it factors into another question.
Did he hear from
asked.
The league? I thought yet.
Yeah,
I think.
The eye black message on your eye black, was there any purposeful? What was the purpose behind it?
It's just eye black.
Yeah.
Did you expect the blowback about the message on the eye black?
Nah.
Have you heard from the league about a fine, or is there anything internal that comes with that?
And he didn't answer.
That's actually great.
That was the answer. It was just nothing.
That might be one of the greatest media sessions in Steeler locker room history.
It's not done.
Oh, good.
So Pickens was asked again about the eye black a little bit later on, and this is what was said.
What was the point of the eye black?
They just asked me that. It was a little late to the party.
You're a little late to the party.
Late to the party.
That's the best line of all.
The invite was just a little tardy.
Clip that. Just the part where he says, you're a little late to the party. Which the best comeback to that would have been, at least I'm not late to work. Anything else?
I have one more. This is George Pickens on throwing his helmet down after a failed third down conversion.
Throwing your helmet on the sideline, is that something that you just part of being a competitor? Or did you regret that? Do you not want to do that anymore?
Nah, you know when it's third down and you don't convert. A lot of fans are mad as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. Everybody's mad after you don't convert on the old third down. Nice to get on the field, though, when you're part of the snap management program, at least. Would you acknowledge that?
A little bit. 57% of the snaps is not a lot for a number one wide receiver.
So I'm not sure this helps in the court of public opinion. Kind of like last year when he refused to block by the goal line and then said that week that he didn't want to risk injury, that some other player in the league had been injured trying to block on a similar play, and he didn't want to put himself in that position. That didn't help. I'm not sure this is going to help a lot either. Hokey was adamant. You know, I've said this a couple times this week. In terms of, like, huge issues in the world, him wearing the F word on his face, on his eye tape, whatever you want to call it, is not one of the big issues. But the way that the Steelers portray themselves as a family-friendly, family-oriented organization that's operating from a higher moral ground, which is how they have portrayed themselves for decades, I'm not sure how nobody calls down and says, can you tell him to get that off his face, please, on a nationally televised game? And Hokey was very adamant that, you know, and he was talking as a former Steeler who sounded like he was embarrassed by that, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, because what he said is that just does not represent the Steelers in the Steeler way. And from a Super Bowl champion that has played on some of the best teams in not just Steeler history, but really NFL history in the 05, 08 teams when you win the Super Bowl, that's a startling message, Joe. Like, it really is.
Now, there were some issues with those teams, just to be clear. Right. James Harrison gotten one. That was exponentially worse and in a whole different ballpark than what you wear on your face during a game. I certainly get that. Of course, that was a whole different issue. Same thing with Ben back then. I get it. So somebody may point that out.